I'm Caitlin Matson, and this is The Green Room. Mike Cope, first of all, my deepest apologies. I have been forward promoting this interview all day long, pronouncing your last name incorrectly.
Oh, no problem.
Mike Cope from Wichita Wurlitzer, the great theater organ that has its home in Century 2 and is celebrating a 50th anniversary with a wonderful holiday concert and silent movie on Saturday, December the 3rd, this coming Saturday. Mike, first of all, let's get into a bit of the history of the Wurlitzer and how it found its way to Wichita. And I think there are many people listening right now who aren't aware of this incredible piece of history that is living at Century 2.
Well, I'm very happy to talk about that. The organ was originally built by the Wurlitzer Company for the Times Square, New York Paramount for 1926 for the opening. The organ was in the Paramount until 1964 when the New York Times bought the theater and literally tore out the theater to build offices in that space. How it came to Wichita is quite an interesting story because at the time we were using the much smaller instrument in the Miller Theater for intermissions on the weekends, Friday and Saturday nights. We couldn't ever get to the organ to do any kind of real performance because of the movie schedules in a first-run movie house. So a couple of us began to talk about we really ought to have an organ of our own where we could do performances. And we considered several potentials, and at the time the city was building Century 2, and so we went to the appointed manager of the building. The building was not closed in, it was under construction. His name was Jim Clancy. We went to Jim with the idea of finding a theater organ for that building, and he laughed and he said, "What a coincidence, the mayor just suggested we get a theater organ for that building." So we had our way paved for us with the city commission, and we made a deal with the city where we would find the organ, purchase it, and we would install it and maintain it and do concerts on it. And so we went out and about to locate a significant instrument. I called the founder of the American Theater Organ Enthusiasts, now the American Theater Organ Society. His name was Dick Simonton, because Dick knew where all the bodies were buried, so to speak. And he suggested three organs, one of which was the New York Paramount. And we said immediately, "We'll forget the other two. We want that one."
Because doesn't the history of it, isn't it? I mean, those who know theater organ, this is a prestigious instrument. It is a measure of perfection, and it's a model for other organ builders, and it's quite famous in the organ community.
Yes, it is. And in fact, Farney Wurlitzer, the chairman of the board, said that this organ was their masterpiece. And it truly was. It was a combination of a number of things, not the least of which was their expertise at the factory. But secondarily, Mr. Crawford, the appointed organist, demanded that it be in shallow chambers with lots of opening. And the architects, C.W. and George Rapp of Chicago, obliged him in that. And so the organ was probably the most exposed organ ever put in a theater. And after that, in fact, an organ technician by the name of Dan Papp was hired by the theater to take care of the organ. And Mr. Papp and Mr. Crawford regulated and voiced the organ to Mr. Crawford's specifications. And that was a very unusual, almost never done in the theater. You have to realize that in those years, the organ in the theater was just a piece of hardware to the owners of the theater. It was nothing much more than the projectors or the screen or the curtains. It was hardware. So they weren't really interested in spending extra money to truly regulate and voice the organ as is normally done in a concert hall or a church. So this organ had care that none other ever had. And I think it's safe to say it's recognized still as the premier theater organ in the world.
The Wichita Wurlitzer, now the 50th anniversary holiday concert and silent movie. Take us through logistics first of all, the day, the time, the place. Obviously, we know the place.
The place.
Can't celebrate the organ without being next to the organ.
It's in Exhibition Hall, of course, at Century 2. Tickets are available now through Select a Seat. They will be available the night of. The performance will start shortly past 7 o'clock, and we are doing several exciting things, I think. There will be a silent auction to raise money to maintain the instrument. We have VIP seating that will be on the balcony that will include hors d'oeuvres, and those seats are $50. The regular admission is $15. And I hope to see an absolutely packed hall. I would say to your listeners that the original opening date was December the 9th, 1972, amid an ice storm. And I'm looking at your weather radar showing that things might turn bad today, but that's a long way from Saturday. But we had an ice storm, and we still had a sold-out auditorium 3 days in advance of the performance.
That's a special event and an opportunity for those who are unfamiliar with the instrument. The Wichita Wurlitzer's 50th anniversary holiday concert and silent movie. That celebration is this coming Saturday, December the 3rd at Century 2 in Exhibition Hall, where the theater organ lives. And Mike Cope, who is a custodian of this, a keeper of this magnificent instrument, is joining me in the green room. Now, Mike, you have a special guest artist who is familiar in the Wichita area and a familiar name to some people. Brett, is it Valiant?
Yes.
And he is currently, isn't he performing at one of the Organ Stop Pizzas?
Yes, in Mesa, Arizona, a huge restaurant and a huge Wurlitzer organ. And he's I think it's safe to say he's the chief organist there. Brett's, I won't say how old he is now, but Brett started playing when he was 14 on the theater organ. First time, when he was 14, he first heard a Wurlitzer organ, and his mother is quoted as saying he came home and looked like a deer in the headlights. He just never was again the same, and he learned to play at my house, basically, and on the Wurlitzer downtown. He used to go in the building at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning and practice all night.
Really?
So he's got it bad. All right?
He was bit by that bug.
He truly was. He's been playing organ, church organ, for much longer than that. But he's a gifted musician and a real talent. And he's sort of like an outside son to me.
So just an observation as somebody who, you know, the instruments that I chose, the area of music that I studied and continue to, you know, feel the closest with, is really far removed from the theater organ. I find the organ community, and those of you, as we say, you know, bit by the bug, and have found a deep love for organ, whether it's, you know, a liturgical pipe organ or a theater organ, there is such passion and dedication that you have with these instruments. And you yourself, a self-proclaimed organ enthusiast, you have an organ in your home. And we all, you know, you think about an organ in your home, we think about Aunt Mildred's, you know, electric organ that we inherited from 1985. That's not it. Tell us what's in your house.
Well, the beginnings of the organ in the house are the organ that was in the Miller Theater, which was a 3-manual 11 rank instrument, and it has grown with a distinct plan in mind to be what I like to say the ultimate in the studio organ. Wurlitzer built a lot of studio organs in the day for radio stations, film studios, all sorts of them. In fact, there was a studio organ in the New York Paramount, as well as the auditorium organ that you've been hearing. But my organ, I intended it to be sort of the ultimate, and so it's ended up being four manuals and 30 ranks. Yes, but it's not overly loud, and it seems like all the organists enjoy playing it, and that's a great reward for me.
Yes. So you a legit pipe organ in your home. I love that. Now, wasn't there a fire in the basement of Century 2 before this Wichita Wurlitzer organ had an opportunity to truly be built into the space?
Yes, indeed. The organ was moved here in 4.5 40-foot vans, and before the last half truckload arrived, the other four were here and in storage. 30 days into that storage, an arsonist set fire on a Sunday night, February 25, 1968. He set three fires, actually, and one of the fires was the console, the original console, what people normally think of as the organ. We organ folks think of the organ as pipework, chests, regulators, blower, etc. And we think of the console as being the operational keyboards that allow a human being to interface with all the stuff that's upstairs. But
right.
The original console was completely destroyed.
Mm.
And fortunately, we were insured, and $52,000 later in 1968, a new console was built for us. And by the way, you will see some of that in a video presentation during the concert Saturday night.
The 50th anniversary concert of the Wichita Wurlitzer, a celebration of its, well, few lives. It's lived a couple different lives and it's found a home in Century 2 Exhibition Hall. It is Saturday, December the 3rd. Again, would you run through the time and the ticket information for us, please?
Okay, two kinds of tickets. General admission, $15. VIP seating with hors d'oeuvres and balcony seating is $50. And it's 7 o'clock, Exhibition Hall, Century 2. Select a seat is the agency for the tickets. You can reach them online. I'm sure they have a phone number as well, which I don't know offhand, but that's basically it. There'll be basically the format of the show will be the first half is going to be basically an organ concert with designed to show off the wide variety of music that the Wurlitzer organ can perform. And then the second half will be the Laurel and Hardy comedy, Big Business. That's the one where they are Christmas tree salesmen, in case you don't know it. And then we will do a community sing, and then we will have what we're calling the extravaganza as a conclusion to the program. Oh, and Brett has agreed to stay afterwards and play for people who want to come on stage and watch him play. He will play a few more pieces with the audience being invited to come on the stage.
Wonderful. Mike Cope, this is so fascinating. I feel like we could go on for another 15 minutes, but we want to make sure people can hear the Wurlitzer, and we have another album, this one featuring the talents of Clark Wilson at the Paramount. And this is a familiar tune for our classical audiences. It's The Finlandia by Jean Sibelius. The 50th anniversary concert in celebration of the Wichita Wurlitzer. It's a holiday concert and silent movie, Big Business, is this Saturday, December the 3rd. Mike Cope, thank you so much, and I hope you have a really successful turnout and a great celebration.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.